Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of hand-cooked tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the crazy surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get 3 wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
All right, it's the third hour of The Odd Couple. As you heard, Ephraim is in for Rob. I'm Chris Broussard, and we are live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Game 5, Golden State, Dallas about to start in maybe 10, 15 minutes. We got Eddie House joining us at the bottom of the hour, the NBA champion, to talk all things NBA. But let's start with the NFL, and huge news came out yesterday, Ephraim. Colin Kaepernick, exiled from the NFL for the past 6 years, got a tryout yesterday with the Las Vegas Raiders, and Ian Rappaport of NFL Network said he was impressive. He's been told that he was impressive. Now, the Raiders obviously have their starter in Derek Carr, who just signed a 3-year contract extension, so he obviously is entrenched as the starter, as he should be. But they also have three other quarterbacks on the roster. So now they can cut those guys and end up only paying like $1 million. So as far as a cap hit. So if Kaepernick was that good, it wouldn't be tough for them to keep him as a backup. But I kind of feel like they won't. And I'm not saying this was just a ruse, because I think it was legitimate. And I think it could also serve, Ephraim, as like a trial balloon for other teams. Because remember when the Ravens thought about signing Cap in 2017 and the fan base went crazy in a negative way. And so they backed off and everybody else backed away. But now he tried out. He worked out at Michigan, you know, a month or so ago at the University of Michigan with Harbaugh. No fan uproar there, none here. It seems like putting this out there, it seems like teams could be like, all right, it's not going to be a negative if we bring him in to our fans. And so what I hope, look, if the Raiders sign him, great. Mm-hmm. My hope is that a team that really does need a quarterback, whether it's a backup or, I mean, I don't think he's ready to step in and start, but, you know, like a Seattle. And Pete Carroll has been flapping his gums for years about how he deserves to be in the league. He's a starter and blah, 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 yet never has done anything with it. They got Drew Lock and Geno Smith at quarterback. They got three quarterbacks. I can't remember the other one, Jacob Eason. If all those guys combined have a guaranteed $500,000, guaranteed. Now, their contracts are bigger, but guaranteed $500,000. They need a quarterback. And I think that's a team that should look at Kaepernick seriously. Not to step in as a starter, but to step in as a backup. And, hey, if he shows you he can play, then bring him in to play. But that's where I'm at on this. Look, there's a report, Pro Football Talk, that two other teams are interested in him. So I don't know. I mean, I kind of, a month or so ago, Ephraim, I kind of gave up on him getting back in the NFL, but now it seems like he might have a shot.
Well I gave
where
up,
you at on
I
this?
Gave up on it 3 years ago.
Okay.
You know.
You feel better now?
I'm almost indifferent because there are certain – if he really wanted back in the league, he could have – help facilitate that for himself a little bit better.
So you don't think he wants
now,
back in
now,
the league?
Hold on. Wait a minute. Let me finish. That's how I've been feeling over the past years.
Okay.
Especially when he changed the whole workout. You want to do it look, you're getting these opportunities. People went out, stuck their neck out on the line to get to the opportunity, and you, in the 25th hour, decide you want to do it your way. It doesn't work like that. Right? You don't go to a multi-billion dollar company and you dictate the rules of how they are, how you want to be hired.
Right.
When does that ever happen? Anyway, fast forward to now. I hope the Raiders do sign him. I don't think he should go to a team without a quarterback. I don't think he should go to Seattle and they're trying to figure out the quarterback position, because I think that's too much pressure.
Well, they wouldn't start him.
I understand that, but guess what will happen right when you roll Drew Lock out there? And it's not going the way you want it to go. You're just coming off Russell Wilson, and now you're going to Drew Lock, right? We know what's going to happen. We know that fan base up there. So I don't think that's a situation where he would be most advantageous for him. I think going to a place like Oakland, who has a history of doing their own thing, no matter what the league wants, I think it'd be great for him. I think the Raider fan base would love him and embrace him. And I think playing and learning behind Derek Carr would be a tremendous way to get him in the building, let him play in the preseason, right? All of these types of things. New head coach, new system. He's starting from scratch like everybody else is. I think that would help his development and get him knock that rust off and get him back to being ready to be an NFL quarterback.
Okay, that's fair. Well, I think to your first point about him trying to dictate his terms of getting back in the league, what I think that was youthful, or, and I know he's not that young, but
it's misguided,
immature.
It's misguided advice.
Look, well, and look, and you know this, Ephraim, Colin Kaepernick, and you know, in the black community, there's a term conscious,
mm-hmm.
right? And now it's somewhat similar to woke, right? Colin Kaepernick, during his football career, got conscious or became woke.
Mm-hmm.
He read the autobiography of Malcolm X. He started studying more about black. You know what I'm saying? And he, as a lot of people that do that, because we're not really taught black history growing up.
Oh, not at all. And, if your parents right, aren't doing it, you're not getting it.
Right, right. So when you, a lot of people come into that in college or after college, but when you come into it and you get really deep into it, you know, you're like a bull in a china shop. You know, you're like an evangelist, right? You, mm-hmm. You're telling everybody you're out there as far as, you know, really excited about the information. And I think that's where Kaepernick was. And I think that you saw it when he had that tryout, you know, when he moved it, and the way he spoke afterwards. The owners need to stop running. Y'all need to get, you know, like but he was just caught up. Honestly, he was just caught up his Malcolm X phase.
Like I said, bad advice.
But I don't even think that was just advice. I think that's just where he was mentally.
I can promise you there was a team around him. And like you look, man.
But even if they were giving him the advice to do it this way, I think he was so exuberant that he wouldn't have listened. He was going to be like, nah, like I said, you know people that have gone through the Malcolm X phase.
Yes.
And that's just where he was. He was going to do it his way, tell them off. And I think as he's mature, it doesn't mean he's any less excited or enthusiastic about black history or the black cause or anything like that. But you grow, you mature.
Yeah, you do.
And I think now he understands, look, the way I'm going to get into this is, you know, they own the league. I got to, you know, you can't just be telling everybody off.
No. Look, he sued the league and won. Okay? He won. They never disclosed how much he got. But,
right.
You know, so moving forward, if this happens for him, I think it's great. Me personally, I think being away from the game 6 years is too much for anybody trying to come back and play football. So much of the game has changed. The speed, everything has changed. You throwing to a couple dudes at the park or at high schools, brother, I can go do that right now. I can go, right?
Can a year, like your scenario. Doesn't play a lick this year, but uh-huh. He's on the bench,
mm-hmm.
going through practice, scout team, all that. After a year of that, can he maybe be ready to be a starter or play at least, low-end starter?
Before we get to the starter aspect of it, the number one thing is being in an offense that's conducive to your skill set. Right. But when he was in the league, he couldn't play in every offense. So this notion right. that some team, any team should give him a shot, that's a false narrative, because you don't bring someone in if they don't fit what you do offensively, which is paramount at the quarterback position, backup or starter. It's the same thing. You don't bring a guy in who won't succeed in your scheme based on their previous performances, right?
That's the number one thing. You think he fits the Raiders system? Well, I know they got a Josh McDaniels.
I don't know because we don't even know what that is.
So
it doesn't seem like that's a good fit. If he's bringing
McDaniels like Tebow.
If he's bringing what he had in New England over, right. Then that is not a good fit.
Right, right.
There's not very few teams run the style of that he'll be conducive in. Now you get a lot of that with the younger, more athletic quarterbacks
right.
that will they will construct their offense to make changes based on your skill set.
But nobody's doing that for him right now.
Right? No, of course not. That would be asinine to do that.
Right.
Because that would mean you hope he's going to be your starter for the next 5-10 years. And that's not
quickly,
a reality.
We got an update from Rob G. Rob G, what's the update?
Well, first off, you guys were talking about the link with the Raiders. The Raiders offensive coordinator, Mick Lombardi, worked with Colin Kaepernick in San Francisco. So that could be the reason for the connection. But, you know, coming into Thursday, the reports that we got were just that it was a positive workout. He looked good. That was the extent of it. Josina Anderson, she didn't give the name of the source, but got someone on the record who was at the workout. Here's what they said, quote, "I think the best thing for him is that someone pulled the trigger on a workout. He looked like a guy taking things more seriously, lean, fit, still has a strong arm, but it's easier when it's choreographed. This was unscripted. Not his drills, and at times you could tell. So he would have to work his ass off to knock off the rust on the accuracy and the touch. Can he play in the league? Yeah, but he's going to have to really earn it."
All right. And that's exactly along the lines where I was saying, like, look, this is not going to be easy. People love to say, oh, when Tebow came back as a tight end, they were like, oh, you can. Hey, man, the vast majority of the population of the planet Earth don't really realize how hard it is to play professional football. And I don't say that to demean anybody.
I agree with you.
Right?
Or professional anything.
Professional anything, but especially football, because so much of your success is tied to everybody around you. Right. And at the quarterback position, it's even more paramount than any other sport in any other position.
Let me ask you this quickly. We got about a minute. Antonio Brown, which I know is not, you know, he's not indicative of all players, or even many players, I would say. He shot down, you know, he wasn't feeling Cap. Who was the other player that seconded what he said? I can't remember who it was. But do you think most players want Cap to succeed, and or are some players indifferent?
I think most guys are indifferent. I think there's a large group.
Okay.
I think there's a large group of guys who, especially who played, who said the same thing I said. If he wanted to get back into the league, he would have. There are steps you can take. There's efforts, right? Making documentaries and movies and shows about it. That's not how you do it. If that's what you want to do. Now, he built a brand on not being in the NFL. Remember that. He built a whole brand.
His show was pretty good, too.
But he built
Black
a whole. Yeah, he built a whole brand on not being in the NFL.
Right.
So there's all of that. All while that building was going on. You know, like I said, a telltale for me was when he decided he wanted to change the whole. They wouldn't let him bring his camera crews in. He didn't like that. Like that's not how this works, man. It's
all
never
right.
worked like that.
It is the iCouple, Ephraim Salam in for Rob Parker. And Josh Donaldson says the whole quote unquote Jackie incident was all just one big misunderstanding. Should we believe him? That's next. iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the crazy surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get 3 wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, we're the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Ephraim, in for Rob Parker. And if you're dealing with a dead battery, one place to go. It's called AutoZone. It's America's number one battery destination. They offer free battery services like free battery testing and charging. So next time you're having battery trouble, just go to AutoZone. It's your battery solution and America's number one battery destination. Ephraim, you know, of course, what was going on with Josh Donaldson and Tim Anderson.
Yep.
Josh Donaldson, the Yankees called him Jackie, was suspended for 1 game, referring to Jackie Robinson. And Donaldson, who appealed the suspension, did issue this statement today. Here's what he said. Rob G.
That's right. He said, first and foremost, I have the utmost respect for what Tim Anderson brings to the game of baseball. I stated over the weekend that I apologize for offending Tim and that it was a misunderstanding based on multiple exchanges between us over the years. My view of that exchange hasn't changed and I absolutely meant no disrespect. In the past, it had never been an issue, and now that it is, we have a mutual understanding. I'd also like to apologize to Mrs. Rachel Robinson and the Jackie Robinson family for any distress this incident may have caused. Jackie was a true American hero, and I hold his name in the highest regard.
Ephraim, I don't think there's enough evidence to say this was a racist comment, or he meant it in a racist way. I think more of the evidence would lean towards him just, if people want to call him a jerk and all that, that's fine. But I think this was, I think what it was an opposing player who is known for trying to get under opponent's skin. I think that's what he was doing. I think he was trying to get under Anderson's skin, and that was the comment he used. Now, if he just said Jackie out of the blue, I would think that was racist. Because obviously there's very few African-Americans in the league right now. And if he just start calling him Jackie, I would be like, oh, that's definitely racist. When I first heard it, I thought that's what it was before knowing the context. But Anderson said he wanted to be the next Jackie Robinson. And I think Anderson even misspoke with that because he was just saying, I want to bring fun back to the game. But that don't make you Jackie Robinson.
No, it doesn't.
Come on, right? All right. But I equate this, and people, well, I saw Doug Glanville, Ephraim, saying, well, I determine what you call me. You don't just, well, yes, in real life, in regular, everyday circumstances, sure. On the field, court, I mean, look, if I'm going against somebody, like, let's say next year, Chet Holmgren, coming into the NBA, and he says, I'm going to be the next Larry Bird. And I'm guarding him. I'm like, come on, Larry. All right, you Bird, come on. What you got, Larry? Like, I'm trying to get under his skin. And I think that's fair game because he opened that box. And so I think that's what this was more than anything in my view.
I feel the exact same way. After, you know, hearing what happened and knowing the research of it, like, when, if you yourself refer to yourself as an all-time great, I'm the new whatever. I'm the new Jordan. I'm the new Kobe. I'm the new Tom Brady. Then you get what you get.
Right.
From opposing teams. Right? And I would absolutely, the only thing that makes this different is the black and white issue. Now, what you get, but him calling, you know, Josh Donaldson calling Tim Anderson Jackie after he referred to himself as the new Jackie Robinson, as an opponent, I don't have a problem with that.
Right.
Now, I don't know what's in his in Josh Donaldson's heart. I don't know his history with racism and or any of that. So I'm not going to chalk it up to him being racist. I refuse to do that. That would be ignorant.
And right? I think Ephraim... Oh, go ahead.
So for me is, don't, I mean, what we are forgetting is that series between the White Sox and the Yankees had been contentious. They've been brawling.
Yep.
Right? They had been fighting. This is at the height of emotion. Right? You play in baseball, you play these teams back to back to back to back, and emotions are heightened. Right? They had some brawls out there. They had all kinds of stuff. So, yeah, I'm going to say whatever I can to get under your skin.
Right.
What? And the only thing I said, the only thing I'm doing is I'm calling you what you called yourself.
I agree. And I said this yesterday. It's worth repeating. I don't think any African-American players, and I don't want this to happen, and baseball, because again, there's only a 7-8% black now. I don't think they want, you can speak to this as a former pro athlete, I don't think they want to be treated with kid gloves.
No.
Like, oh, don't hurt the feelings of the black guy. Like, if you're calling him the N-word or something like that, that's one thing. But if it's, you get what I'm saying? Like, we don't want to
exactly
be pitied.
No.
Like, oh, they're so fragile that if you say this.
I'm a grown man,
because even like,
bro.
Right, when Aaron Judge addressed it yesterday, and I thought he did a good job, but part of what he said was, you know, Tim is a great player, and he's, you know, important to what the game is trying to do going forward. Meaning, of course, they're trying to get more African-Americans.
Yep.
And Tim is a great player, got swag, all that. But like I said, you don't want to start having dudes be pitied because we're black. Like you said, we grown men, we can take it, we're tough. Just don't go beyond the line. But that I'm with you. Like I said, if you want to say he's being a jerk, but I just think he's trying to get under his skin.
Which he did.
Right.
So, you know, mission accomplished.
Right.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, it's Ben, host of the Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is the Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of the Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week, explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to the Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the crazy surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Goodyear tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Goodyear test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. All right, he's our man, the NBA champion, Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst, still giving cats the business at Lifetime Fitness, the YMCA, all that. Our man Eddie House. What's up, brother?
What's up? It's funny you say that. I just got done giving some cats the business.
That's funny, man. That's funny. Instant buckets. Instant buckets.
Do real talk. Do people come up and really want to challenge you and, you know what I mean, want to see what they can do against you when you're out there playing?
Yeah, and it's most of the time it's these youngsters. They like about 25, 26, you know, got lively legs. And I tell them I'm in here for cardio. Then they try to, you know, it seems like they want to get a little rep. So then, they awaken the beast. It's like, you know, back in the day, you don't want the Kraken to come out the water.
You don't want the Kraken.
I hear you, man. I hear you. All right, let's get to the Eastern Conference Finals. I picked Boston in six. I'm not surprised at what's happening. And obviously, I think they're a better team, period, but the Heat are falling apart. Do you give – is there any excuse for Jimmy Butler? I know the knee is bothering him. He's not saying it, to his credit. And he has totaled 27 points in the last three games, won 25% shooting. Is there any excuse for that? And does it come a point where even if you're your star on the team, that you just got to maybe be like, look, I can't help us in this state. I'm hurting us more than helping us. Or does he just have to gut through it and keep playing no matter how poorly he may be playing?
It depends on him. That's the most important thing is, like, how does he feel? Does he feel that he is not helping the team? Because still, Jimmy Butler out there injured is still a threat to the Boston Celtics. They are focused on him. They are like, hey, we got to pay attention. He has to be accounted for. When you get out there, you know, this time of the year, everybody got something going on with them. And if you get out there, at that point, it's no excuse. You know, it comes down to that. If you're out on the court, there is no excuses given for anybody, any which way. Nobody gave excuses for Toronto winning the championship when the Golden State Warriors were all banged up with KD and no excuse. It happened. It is what it is, and injuries are part of it. We hate to see it happen. It sucks. But, Chris, let's do this, though. We said the same thing about KD and Kyrie. It's like, oh, there's something going on over there. Can we give credit to the Boston Celtics defense? We said the same thing with Milwaukee. Oh, they're a great defensive – I mean, they're a great offensive team where they can knock down threes, and this is going to be a real challenge. Cut that water off. And now over here, you see Miami is having a real hard time scoring in the half court. The two games they won was all Boston shooting themselves in the foot, turning the ball over, not getting back on in transition, and giving up fast break points. They cleaned that up, and it's not even close. I mean, 80 points. I know guys are injured, but 80 points. And it shows me one thing about the Boston Celtics is that they can win ugly, they can win pretty. And when you start being able to do those things, you are a real contender because guys try to muck the game up, try to get rough, try to get physical, try to get ugly. But at the same time, you still come out with a W, however it looks. If it's ugly, the W is still standing the same way. And at the end of it all, we got to give the Boston Celtics a whole lot of credit and Ime Udoka a whole lot of credit for making adjustments and also the team making adjustments. And other guys playing hurt as well.
Well, let's talk about that. Let's stay with the Celtics. In terms of, we were talking about it earlier in the show, something happened mid-January with the Celtics where their whole mindset changed. Talk about, when you speak about defense, how important that bringing back Al Horford was to the core of that team and what they're doing now defensively.
Oh, man, he's huge. And not only defensively, the luxury that you have having a guy that can get the ball off the glass and push it at a seven-foot frame, but make the right decision. Make the right plays. Going to be solid with the basketball. The turnovers ain't coming from Al. He's a guy that's able to take care of the basketball, make the right reads because he's been around. But having him being a defender, a guy that can switch, but then we talk about protecting the rim, Rob Williams. Having Rob Williams back there is a whole different story because now you got him and you got Horford. So Horford's dealing with Bam. Bam's getting by Horford or Horford's making it tough. Now you got to be thinking, where's Rob Williams at? Guys going to the basket are thinking, where is he at? Is it clear? I know he's, there he is. Now I got to change my shot or I got to kick it out. And the Celtics are really, really good defensively. because they have those two interior guys, but also on the perimeter. Let's not forget Marcus Smart, the defensive player of the year. You know, Jaylen Brown, a hell of a defensive player. Jason Tatum has stepped his game up as a defensive player, as a two-way player. So it's not just – and Derek White, look what Derek White did yesterday. It's coming from everybody, and I think everybody bought into what Ime Udoka was putting down. They picked it up, and they're in a great situation right now, a great position to close it out and get to the NBA Finals and be four wins away from hoisting that trophy.
All right, Eddie, we'll obviously talk about the matchup, you know, next week, if indeed it's Boston goes there, whoever it is, but it looking like it's going to be those two. But I got to ask you something about something that one of your former teammates just said a few days ago. Kendrick Perkins, and y'all won a championship together in Boston. I don't know if you heard it, right? But he said if the Warriors win this championship and Steph Curry is Finals MVP, he will move ahead of Magic Johnson as the greatest point guard ever. Your thoughts?
I understand where he's coming from, right? But I can't vouch for that one. I can't roll with that just because Magic got more final MVPs. He has just, one more regular season MVPs, and he'll have, one more championship if all this happens, right, for the Warriors.
Yeah.
He still has more accolades personally. He did something like him and Bird saved the NBA. You know, they saved – the NBA was dying. The NBA was tape delayed. You were watching games late night hype. You know what I mean?
Right. It was trying to avoid finding out who won.
Right, exactly. Trying to avoid, man, don't tell me who won. So, you know, I see where he's coming up from, whereas the game won't be played the same because of Steph Curry, right, and the Golden State Warriors and what they did. So you could look at him and say they were both transcending people, transcending players who've done – something to the league that had never been seen before, a big point guard. But then not only that, a point guard that was able to play center as a rookie, winning the Finals MVP. I mean, you could go on and on about Magic. It's hard for me to sit there and say Steph would surpass him. Now, can they be sitting at the same table eating on the same food? Yeah, I think they both could have steak and lobster. Nobody's going to be eating a cheeseburger while the other one's eating steak and lobster. You know, I think they both going to be sitting at the table eating the same thing.
Yeah, you're right. Watching this Golden State Dallas series right now and watching how fast Golden State wants to play and how slow Dallas wants to play with Luka being ball dominant, what do you see not only for this series but for next year for Dallas on how they have to adjust playing with having Luka spend so much time dominating the ball?
I look at it like, how do you get a guy that's a superstar in his prime that also wants to have the ball in his hands and get opportunities? How do you get him to come to Dallas, and how do you say, Luka, you're going to have to play off the ball? I don't think Luka's great off the ball. Luka's great with the ball. And the difference between him and LeBron, because LeBron dominated the ball, James Harden dominated the ball. I think the difference between those two, especially LeBron, is LeBron's more athletic. LeBron could play off the ball. James Harden could play off the ball. It's just hard for me to look at Luka and Dallas, the way they're constructed, and say, who's a guy in his prime that wants to be like, I want to go stand in the corner and wait for him to give me the ball? And would Luka be willing to say, okay, I'm going to have to take off 10 to 12 possessions and let you go to work? I mean,
do you see Luka having the ability to play off the ball?
I don't think he's effective when he's playing off the ball, because he's such a great passer and he's such a great scorer. If you play him off the ball, what is he going to get? Pin down, catch and shoot? I don't think so. So eventually it's going to be a post up, and then again is isolation. And that's the same thing. Now people are standing around watching, waiting for him to do something. So if somebody was to come, it would have to be a center, somebody who needs the ball given to them, a player. I wouldn't have to necessarily say a center, but somebody who has to have the ball given to them for them to be successful. It won't be a guy that can go get his, and that's what they need. I mean, I think that's what Jalen Brunson has shown, tremendous growth, and then also showing the team, like, hey, man, I could also go get mine and let other guys kind of stand, and I could go get mine myself. And you don't have to always just wait for Luka to get me the ball in a position for me to score. I can go get it. And to me, that's going to be a hard sell for anybody
right.
who's in free agency that's looking to try to get some money.
Well, Eddie, it wouldn't be this guy, but what about, and I'm talking about stylistically, I think a guy, and I don't know if there is such a guy other than him, Kevin Durant, like that type, right? Like, doesn't need the ball in his hands. He played well with Westbrook. So I think a guy like that would be perfect, but like I said, who is out there like that? You know what I'm saying?
No, but I don't even think KD would be good at, in that situation either, because Westbrook played with pace. So Luka doesn't play with that pace. You know, he plays a slow down game,
right.
And but Westbrook plays, and the way Westbrook attacks and collapses defense is able to get you shots. You're just sitting hoping they come off and double team. Well, they're never going to leave KD. That's the one person that they won't leave on the court. So Luka's going to have free reign to go wherever he wants if KD is in that corner or if KD's on that wing. You know that guy is hugging on and not going to give him that opportunity to take a look. I'll tell you what, somebody that will work perfect, but it's not going to happen, Giannis. A guy like Giannis will be perfect over there, but that will never happen. Giannis is not leaving Milwaukee to go play over there, and why would he? You know, I mean, but that he would be like the perfect type of fit to go play with a guy like Luka. Really doesn't need to ball like that. Can go get his off the glass and then can go off the offensive glass, but then can rebound the ball defensively and then push it in transition and go get his. We've seen him downhill a million times all this season, and especially in that Celtics series.
Mm. All right. Well, that's our man, Eddie House. Great knowledge, brother.
Appreciate you.
We appreciate you.
Appreciate it, man.
All right, brother. Peace. More Odd Couple coming your way. Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right. It is The Odd Couple. Chris Broussard, Ephraim Salaam is in for Rob Parker. We are wrapping up a TV theme song Thursday. And listen, folks, prices at the pump, as you know, are obviously soaring. But Discover Card has your back with their cash back program. Here's how it works. You use Discover Card to earn 5% cash back at gas stations and Target stores. It's now through June, and it's on up to $1,500 in purchases when you activate. You can learn more at discover.com/rewards. Limitations do apply. Ephraim, let's end with this. I brought it up to Eddie House. Kendrick Perkins said if Steph Curry wins this title and finals MVP, he will be the greatest point guard in history, ahead of Magic Johnson. Your thoughts?
Come on, man. Eddie hit it right over the head. Come on, I'm not going to do that. You know, I love Big Perk. You know, I love Perk's energy and his willing to be
carry
unafraid
on.
And
yes.
And just I love that. But that makes zero sense. I mean, Magic Johnson. And Perk is old enough to have seen Magic play. You know what I mean? Like, he's old right. enough to have be aware of the impact Magic Johnson had on basketball itself. And if not, go check out Winning Time.
Right.
Right? Like, it's so...
That was a great show.
Unbelievable. So, to make that type of statement, what do we call that? Hot takes?
Yes.
Right? Clickbait.
Here's what I'll say, though, and I'm with you. I would keep Magic, number one.
You have
to. Steph, number two. I do think there will be an argument for Steph. If indeed he does what Perk said. And here it is. He didn't play with nearly the supporting cast that Magic Johnson did. Magic went to the Lakers. They had the reigning MVP in Kareem. They later got he got older, you know, midway through Showtime, but was still the man for the first several years of Showtime. They got James Worthy, who was the number one pick a couple years after Magic entered the league. They got Byron Scott, who was the fourth pick in the draft. Jamal Wilkes, he got there as a Hall of Famer, was the 11th pick. Like, Norm Nixon was great. You know, do you remember Norm Nixon? Like, Magic supporting cast was tremendous. This is the thing, though. Even when Kareem retired, Magic still led them to the finals. Steph, when he lost his guys, who weren't as good as Magic's, but when he lost them, they got to the play-in. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And so But I do so I would go with Magic. But I do think that these young folks will make an argument for Steph. And it's going to be an argument, but I would argue against it. But I do think that they will, you know, he has changed the game. If he has four rings, he's got the back-to-back MVPs. Obviously, one was unanimous first player ever, even though that he shouldn't have been the first player ever.
Which blew my mind when that happened.
Right, right. Yeah. But you know what I'm saying? Yep. Like, there'll be an argument, but I wouldn't go with it.
No, I can't in good conscience.
You got him second?
Yeah, I would put him second, but Magic Johnson, man, just watching Magic play was breathtaking.
Right.
Literally breathtaking.
I tell people when I was on the show with Magic 10 years ago, I told our producers, I said, get a highlight. Like we had a segment called Magic's 8-Ball where he predict, you know, a series or whatever. And I said, introduce that segment with highlights of his passes. Because I said, these young people don't know.
They don't realize what's going on. Yeah.
Right. And I've heard people say Steve Nash or LeBron or Chris Paul is maybe the greatest passer.
Man, if you don't get out of here with that foolishness.
Yes. Magic is so far and away. Like,
greatest passer basketball ever.
Right. By a mile.
Not even close.
It's a Grand Canyon in between him and whoever's second.
And guess who those players that they think are? Guess who they learn how to do that from?
Right. Right. Absolutely.
Come on.
Absolutely.
These kids today, man. Come on. Get off my lawn.
Well, Ephraim, it was fun, man. You did a fantastic job, brother.
Well, I just try to elevate anything I'm a part of, man. You know what I mean? You and Rob got something going special here, man. I love listening to you guys. I'm a fan, and it's always a pleasure when you let me come in here and play with you guys, man.
Nah, man, y'all, you were great. It was a fun show. A lot of topics we hit on, and it was all the way live. Keep it locked right here, Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM 83. For Jason Smith and Mike Harmon, they bring fire!
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the crazy surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Roger that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
cashback.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.